Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Good evening. Tonight, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, Navajo Talk Radio. Tonight is open mic night, so let's catch up. There's been a lot of stuff going on. We all know the outcome of the elections. We all saw it. We all heard it. We are now moving forward. We've got the inauguration that took place. So if there's anything out there that has recently come to light, that would be nice to hear from you and see what your opinions are. And again, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. So I appreciate you listening in and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So it'd be awesome to hear from all of you throughout the Navajo Nation and also off the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and I really do mean it. I do appreciate your involvement with this radio show, and we will be back. I am going to continue to promote this on Facebook, and so once we get back, we'll get into the topics.
Yeah.
यात ए सहा सीखो जो आ रहे हैं खोई ना रहे सुनो सा दी आए खोई कच्चे पी दो करे लास्ट एज विच दे स्किट अगेन दिस इज द नावहो टॉक रेडियो इट्स ओपन माइक नाइट एंड आई एम आस्किंग फॉर यू टू कॉल इन सो दैट वी कैन ऑल कैच अप ऑन द लेटेस्ट एक्टिविटीज ऑन द नावहो नेशन Ako e a jo e at e nan hit the shnido le. This is Cal Nez, and for those that don't know me as the radio host, that this show has been going on for over about a year and a half, and we're proud and happy that we are still going, and we got lots of following, and I thank all my followers and friends. From all over the world, this is internet radio, and it is not broadcast as a regular radio show like, you know, FM or AM, but all of this, it is on the internet. And then for the course of my show, it is at, archived so that you can listen to it later and find out and catch up on the latest issues concerning the Navajo Nation politics. But before I really get going, I just want to let everybody know that I'm happy to be back here on the radio. I kind of took a little bit of time off, and it's good to be back with my friends. It's good to be back amongst the people. Ako inada ti ito to e inawa liye bin da ti tinsan no e cho e to e eden hiya koina sama ka e kera hon ite. Ako ho dide ayode ni nini, our loved ones, to dan ao liye go to. Bisin da jil nesto, bis ayoda hi jo no. To cherish, to love one another. Aro yonins we no, because you never know when those ties will end. And family values has always been part of my requisite, been part of my vocabulary. It is how that I was raised. Family values in terms of having everybody around you, your father, your mother, grandparents, uncles, relations, what have you. But they're all very important. Very important in terms of that. They're part of our DNA. They're part of who we are. So every day, to be grateful, to acknowledge your family, to acknowledge your loved ones. That would be my recommendation. That's what we should be doing at all times. So I don't think that I will ever erase or change the intro of this show. That my son, Cody Nelson Francisco, his voice is the one that says, it's time, yeah. And then he introduces his uncle. It means a lot to me. I will forever cherish that intro. And I'm glad that he did that for me. And the world is quite a different place. Well, it's really not in day. I think it's out. I don't wish this on anybody. You never know how life takes a turn. So, but all in all, you know, the healing process for all of you, and for me, my family, it's a slow process, as you all well know, but life goes on, and memories we will cherish. And what else is there to do? We've got to carry on and live. That's not to say that we forget. We just somehow morph over to another thought. So, but all in all, I am glad to be back. And we will continue to talk about the Navajo Nation politics. We will continue to review exactly what the Navajo Nation government, the elected officials, the new administration, and their appointments, and how that those people that are now joining or have been hired, what their philosophies are. Because in the 4 years or during a during an administration, I'll guarantee you one thing. The president is one person. And the president is only as good as the people who he surrounds himself with. The president is only as good as how his people, his division directors, his office staff, chief of staff, how they execute his philosophy. Because here's the thing that I've seen in all the years that I have worked with the Navajo Nation presidency and the Navajo Nation government. The president might do one thing, but the message with all what I call the gatekeepers, the message, no matter how wonderful a certain plan, no matter how wonderful a certain business, no matter how wonderful a certain individual could really benefit the Navajo Nation, will only travel as far as the people who are there to intercept those. And I hope that President Russell DeGay and Vice President Jonathan Ness will be able to go in there and to look at the people that are in, they're on his staff, and also the ones that are going to be filling these division directors and basically operating and implementing his philosophy. Very, very important that they're all in tune with one another, because it always happens. One thing might be said, but what the one side says or does might not get to the other side. And as a result, in the 4 years administration, they really, if there is a 4 year after the inauguration, they are what I call untouchable the first year, maybe a year and a half. And 2 years into their administration, the untouchability starts to come down, because now they're either getting ready to get reelected, and people are starting to get a little antsy. And then on the third year is when the campaign season, when new politicians, when new people are now starting to come about, that are now announcing, that are out there, that are interested in bringing their ideology, their way of political thinking, that starts coming around. So by the time that really a little over three years into the administration, everybody is quite aware that did they fulfill their campaign promises? And they will be vetted by the Navajo people, and they will have to answer for things that they have done or what they didn't do. So it's going to be very interesting. And, of course, this is a whole new regime. Well, I don't know if I should use the word regime, but it's a whole new political arm, a whole new political group that is now in office. Russell DeGay, of course, he's a council delegate, and Jonathan Nez, as well as has been a council delegate, and that was their experience from the legislative side. And so, which is good that they understand what it means to be in the council, and hopefully that they'll be able to utilize that experience to be able to have a cohesive relationship between the Navajo Nation legislative branch and the executive branch, and as well as the judicial branch. Working together doesn't necessarily mean that you all get along. You can not get, might not like each other on a personal level, but that shouldn't stop you from working together. These are some of the things that I think gets very confusing to people. And they've got to put the emotions out of it and really execute what is necessary for a government or a business to move forward. Like I said, the president is only as good as his people. So the radio show, we have about 36 minutes left in the show. And you are welcome to call in. The call-in number here is 347-989-0048. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, and we are the Navajo Talk Radio. Tonight is open mic, which means you can call in and share whatever is on your mind. And when you call in, I will open up the telephone lines as soon as we get back from the break. And please identify yourself, your name, where you're calling from. So we will be back in a few minutes. You know, it's very interesting. You know, last year, right about this time, exactly today, was when the final deadline for the Navajo Nation president was going on. And people were campaigning already And we were just about ready to get going for the Pinon Presidential Forum. It was very, very interesting to see that on this day, 1 year ago, we had 17 people. I was actually registered, and I went to Pinon, Arizona. And I did not go on stage, even though I could have. And I listened to the candidates that were up there. And so it was very interesting. And I, during that particular, as an audience member, I sat there looking at all the candidates. And I remember that one, that particular Pinon presidential forum. There's one thing I remember very, very clearly, and that was that Chris Cheney got up, and that's where he said, "I am not fluent, but I promise that in 4 years, I will be fluent, so support me, vote for me, and elect me as the president." That's what I remember about the Pinon. And just seeing how I watched the radio forum to see how they're going to conduct, how it goes, and exactly what the response and the format of the whole show, it was quite educational. So quite interesting that very much to the very day, here we are with our radio show. This is Politics on the Navajo Nation. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. And those that are just joining us, I welcome you. I thank you for being with us. Because, you know, there's a lot to talk about. You know that the Navajo Nation Chief Justice, Herb Yazzie, he retired. And I wonder what your thoughts are in terms of who might replace him and who might be qualified to be in his position. There are attorneys, Navajo attorneys out there that could move in that capacity. But I don't know if having a law degree is part of the qualification, because I believe that Eleanor Shirley, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think she's an attorney. She might have some training, but there's the others. So I wonder, after I heard that Herb Yazzie was retiring, I thought, wow, so now there is no need for Leonard Sosi to follow through on the legislation that he drafted, which was to remove Chief Justice Herb Yazzie. But why that it was so timely that shortly right after the election that he announced his retirement. So what are your thoughts? Why do you think he retired? Now, on the other side, as we're sitting here looking at the Navajo Nation election, what happened to the rest of the 16 who ran? Because right now, one of the 16, which is Russell Begay, is now the president. And a quite interesting scenario also. And I'd like to hear from you, see what you think. was that during the primary, Joe Shirley won by, he won. And in second place was Griffith Cheney, and then, of course, Russell Begay. Those were the top three. But when the election, the general election, when it was finally determined, finalized, and Russell Begay seemed to have a very, very little and a short time for him to go out and campaign. And whether it was, you know, I thought, I don't know if that's fair. And but the election night, Russell Begay started right up. He was right in the front, and he basically stayed right there in the front all the way through. And he pulled away further as more of the chapters reported. Now, when you look at the scenario, the whole election, and how the evolution of how that we got to that particular night, of course, there's a lot of anxiety that was amongst our people. A lot of anxiety, a lot of frustration for lots of people. Now, did the wait time and this huge delay that nearly took us into the middle of the year, did that delay hurt Joe Shirley? Or should we have waited a little longer? And if we had waited a little longer, what would a scenario have been in terms of which candidates, or whether the vote was going to be much closer the other way? And if it was, then why would it have been flip-flopped the other way? So what do you think? So it is very perplexing, because you go back to the last election, you've got Linda Lovejoy, who ran against Ben Shelley. Linda Lovejoy literally had a 2-1 victory over Ben Shelley. I mean, it looks like she had the Navajo Nation presidential office, or the title, literally given to her on primary night on a silver platter. But 3 months later, she lost. And it almost seemed to me that this general election with Joe Shirley and Russell Begay, and Russell Begay seemed to be an underdog. Was he underestimated, and how much more could the Joe Shirley campaign? Did they let off the throttle off their campaign? Of course, everybody was very impressed, and everybody said, yes, Joe Shirley and his campaign staff everybody was saying that they're the one that was, they've got it, is what I heard. And now, was there a backlash of what happened to Christus Cheney? And I've called some people just recently, and I wanted to know what happened to what is going on with the Navajo Nation Voters' Rights Coalition. And it'd be interesting to find out what their plans and goals are. And I don't know if it was frustration, but you read on Facebook what they were planning on doing, and so forth and so forth. We've got a caller here, and I'd like to bring them on. So, tonight is open mic. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and I'm glad that there's a lot of people listening, but I sure like to have people call in. So I am very grateful for this person to be calling in. So It's good to be back on the air and to interact with the audience. Cool. So who am I speaking with and where you're calling from? Hello? Uh-oh. They've gone quiet on me. So you're welcome to, give us your thoughts and see what you think. What's on your mind? Is there something that you'd like to share with us? I'd like to hear from you. That's the only way we can really get the information out and see how that we as Navajo citizens, we can interact with one another and see what's on your mind. And it's really for the education of the third person who's listening, what it is that we interact and what we're talking about, so that all the people out there that are listening actually learn things of what you're talking about and what we're talking about. We might not all agree on a topic, but that doesn't mean that we should avoid each other. We can talk. Here's a radio format where you can share your ideas. So, caller, can you hear me? Hello? I can hear you. So, unless you're just calling in just to call in, so I'll put you back on hold. And, I'd love to have more callers that are willing to share some of their ideas and thoughts with us. And again, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. We're going to continue to talk about the Navajo Nation government. And I'm talking about the election about 1 year ago, and here we are. I'm on the air, and 1 year ago I was sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that I paid my $1,500 and I'm going to go on the campaign trail. And I'm sure that those type of anxieties and thoughts were on the minds of the other candidates. And, of course, with 17, it became very, very interesting. And the evolution of that whole election cycle it finished quite interesting. And it really didn't finish. It just kind of had a release. It just kind of just slowed down. And one candidate was disqualified, and then Russell Begay was brought in, and there was a big all these political maneuvering. The last one that happened was Judge Carol Perry putting a stay on the election. Of course, that didn't happen, and so now we have President Russell Begay and his vice president. They're in there. And as far as the appointments, who are they going to bring in? And then what your thoughts are. Because I know that there's a lot of qualified, absolutely qualified Navajos who live off the Navajo Nation who are, who can probably step in and make the administration better. And that's quite interesting when you think about what does better mean. Streamlined? And what are we trying to attain by saying that it's going to be better? And are we all satisfied with the current administration? And that's why I'm saying I would love to hear from the members of the Navajo Voters Coalition, because some of the plans that they were talking about after the election, even after the election of Russell Begay. And so now where are they? And so these are some of the thoughts that you can all think about, and I welcome you. We have about 17 minutes left in the show, so people generally call up and they try to jam with the line at the very last minute. So it would be better to get you on right now, and so you can talk. I can see a lot of people that are listening in, but they're not willing to talk. And I'm trying to text them and talk with them so that, hey, can you please know I'm just calling in to listen. So, but nonetheless, Kehalan, are not a CEO Gizgi, are not a Sinosa, a call. We're almost to June, and then, of course, July, and already we are, you know, 6 months have passed, and we're going to be 3.5 years away from the next election. So, again, you're listening to Politics on Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and tonight is Open Mic Night. And I wanted to just catch up with everybody. So if you want to share your thoughts and share what your opinions are, give us a call. Telephone number here is 347-989-0048. Even though this caller might not want to get on the air, but I'm glad that she is listening, and I'm going to bring her on, and I hope that she talks to me, because one of the things that, which is kind of on a separate topic, I live here in Salt Lake City area, and the reason why that I came here is because I came on the Indian Placement Program, which is offered by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so Salt Lake Valley has literally, since I got here back in 1975, just become my home. And I lived in the Glendale area of Salt Lake City. I then went to the South High School. Well, she just hung up. I was trying to bring her back on. So hopefully she calls back in. And so, well, that kind of takes care of that. But she is wanting to do a story about the Indian Placement Program. And it's really quite interesting how that a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people, not only in the Navajo culture or the Navajo, amongst the Navajo Nation, but all over the place. When I go to different places, I say I'm from Utah, the immediate response is that, oh, you're a placement student. Come to find out, they eventually admit to and say that I was a placement student. Okay, before she disappears again, I want to bring her back on. Hey, Yate, I know you can hear me because I introduced you, and I'm glad that you're back. And I wanted to talk about the Indian Placement Program and your interest and the story and, you know, of course, being a former placement student myself, I'm also interested. So welcome back. Can you hear me? Alisa? Can you hear me? Hello? I can't hear you. I hope that you, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm glad you're texting me. But let's talk about, we only have a few minutes left. And since you're on the air or online, I think that some of the people are going to be very interested in talking about, because it does involve the Native American community, it does involve the Indian Placement Program, and how much the Placement Program has affected the Navajo Nation itself, as well as probably the Navajo Nation government. So, Alisa, can you hear me? That's very interesting. I don't know what's going on. But you are on the air right now. Can you hear me? Hello? Wow. Let me see. Let me try one more thing here. I'm going to put her back on hold. And then I'm going to bring her back on. Hi. Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay? I guess you can't hear me. Something's going on here. So, but nonetheless, that was the Indian Placement Program. Maybe I can actually bring her back on at a different time. And so I am, you know, again, very, very, very interested in talking about that subject. And of course, being a business advocate, one of the things that I always do is I want to always push various different entities, events that are happening within the Native American community, not only on the Navajo Nation, but throughout the country. I started two chambers, and I also have an event that goes on in July. And although it's a powwow, it's called the Native American Celebration in the Park. And quite interesting how that particular powwow started. And I've got a magazine who wants to do a story about the Native American business within the state of Utah. And, of course, they always cover, and people are very interested. And I'm glad that they cover the business aspect of the Native American community, because that's one area that we're always lacking in. And that was the exact platform that I ran on, was that, you know, the time has come, not only on the Navajo Nation, but within the Native American community, as well as the First Nations, even up into Canada, and as well as down into South America, that business is something that is going to be, for the lack of a better term, would be our new bow and arrow, so to speak, our new means of becoming self-sufficient and self-reliant. And so the Native American Celebration in the Park, it happens in Salt Lake City at Liberty Park on the state of Utah's Pioneer Day. And it has a intertribal contest powwow, and it has food booth, arts and crafts, and entertainment, children's activity. And we probably draw about maybe 50,000 people plus. And it just absolutely, Liberty Park is a monster park that covers about maybe two Salt Lake City blocks by six blocks. I mean, that's a huge real estate. And we literally make that park a very small park on July 24th. And but beyond just the festivities, here is an event that is 100% Native American owned and operated and organized in the middle of the Pioneer Day festivity. And the philosophy that I always tried to bring into that particular event has been giving the Native American community an opportunity for them to bring their products, their skills, and their know-how, and share it with all community. And so I also invite all the ethnic community within the, throughout the country. And throughout the years, I am proud to say that as the founder and organizer of this event, that thousands of Native Americans from all over, with their arts and crafts and, you know, drum groups, the dancers, you know, that our event, the actual event itself, I consider to be a small comparison to a lot of the other powwows that are held throughout the country. But we've been able to give, you know, that even though they pay their fees to get a booth, we've been able to give them the opportunity, because within about four or five items that are sold from each of these Native American artisans, they're able to make their money back. And then the rest is just pure profit. So those profits that are made is something that I am so pleased to know that the Native American Celebration in the Park has contributed to the Native American community throughout the country. And even the dancers who come there to dance with us, we have a contest, and, you know, we pay out. We might not pay as much as the
as the powwows like a casino, but we still pay up. And the difference with our powwow, and this is why that I always reach out and ask the Native community to support us, is that this is the day that all the Native Americans have got to come together and show our unity, our pride, that, you know, we are self-sufficient and we're self-reliant and our culture is live and well, and we welcome and we're educating and sharing our culture on a one-to-one basis. And that's what, you know, I'm so very pleased with. And so remember, that's going to be in July 24th, and it is a huge festival. But again, the invitation goes out to entertainers, to powwow drums, to dancers, to artisans, that you're able to share and be with us, and that you'll benefit and really exercise your business know-how during this event. So I just want to kind of throw that in there. And so I, again, would like to thank all of you who have joined us and have been with us all evening. This is Politics on the Navajo Nation. And I am just so excited to be back. And, of course, we're going to continue to do this as we have for about a year and a half now, continue to talk about Navajo politics. And it's within our rights, and this is what we do. And this is because the more that we communicate, the more we talk about the issues and be upfront with each other, that we all educate, we all share, and we all benefit. So, again, we'll be back on the air, and we're going to continue to do this. This is Cal Nez, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, and we will see you soon.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.